Yemen Houthis enter Iran conflict with missile targeting Israel. By Breitbart London on March 28, 2026. AFP, Yemen Houthi rebels announced their entry into the Middle East war on Saturday by launching a ballistic missile towards Israel. As the world struggled to contain the economic damage of a conflict now entering its second month. The intervention of Iran's Yemeni allies into Tehran's conflict with Israel and the United States will spark concern about disruption to Red Sea shipping, with trade from the Gulf through the Strait of Hormuz already choked off. The war began when the United States and Israel launched a wave of airstrikes across Iran, killing Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, engulfing the Middle East in conflict and triggering global economic pain by sending oil and gas prices soaring. With no end to the conflict in sight, despite U.S. President Donald Trump's optimism that U.S. forces have obliterated Iran's military, a spokesman for the Houthis issued a video statement declaring that the group had launched ballistic missiles towards Israeli bases. A few hours earlier, the Israeli military had said it had identified the launch of a missile from Yemen toward Israeli territory. Aerial defense systems are operating to intercept the threat. There were no reports of any casualties or damage in Israel, and the missile was reportedly intercepted. During Israel's recent war on Gaza, the Houthis, claiming solidarity with the Palestinians, attacked shipping in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. But, until Saturday, had sat out the latest conflict. The Red Sea has become increasingly important during the new war. Saudi Arabia has diverted a large proportion of its oil exports to the Red Sea port of Yanbu, to avoid the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran says it has closed to shipping from hostile powers, driving up energy prices worldwide. Iran's military said on Saturday that it had targeted a U.S. logistics vessel near the Omani port of Salalah on the Arabian Sea. Oman said a drone attack on the port wounded a foreign worker. Air travel has also been disrupted. On Saturday, authorities in Kuwait and in the city of Erbil in Iraqi Kurdistan said airport facilities had been damaged in strikes. Fire also broke out after Iranian missiles and drones hit an industrial zone in the United Arab Emirates, injuring 5 people. In Iran, meanwhile, production was shut down at a major steel plant in the southwest of the country after U.S.-Israeli strikes, according to a statement from the Khuzestan Steel Company, cited by the Sharq newspaper. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have warned they will retaliate for any economic damage by striking industrial sites across the region, having earlier issued similar warnings for U.S. military bases and hotels hosting American troops. Israel announced fresh strikes on Tehran, and an AFP journalist in the city reported around 10 intense blasts and a plume of black smoke overnight. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian sent a message to other countries in the region, warning, "If you want development and security, don't let our enemies run the war from your lands." An Iranian missile and drone attack on the Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia on Friday wounded at least 12 American soldiers, 2 of them seriously, according to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, citing unidentified officials. Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff said on Friday he believed Iran would hold talks with Washington this week. "We're certainly hopeful for it. Washington expected Tehran to respond to a 15-point U.S. peace plan," he told a business forum in Miami. "It could solve it all," he said. Pakistan, which has been a go-between between U.S. and Iranian officials, is to host foreign ministers from regional powers Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Egypt in Islamabad on Monday for talks on the crisis. Germany's Foreign Minister Johann Weidefel had said on Friday that he expected a direct U.S.-Iran meeting in Pakistan very soon, without revealing his source. Thailand on Saturday joined a handful of nations that have announced they were able to secure safe passage for their oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz in an agreement with Iran. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.